No, I was the only brown kid on my block. And so there was all these little white kids, and they were just straight up like little white trash, like suburban fucking. They were poor. It was just like when you deal with like, especially in the 80s, you're just dealing with like poor white people. Mm-hmm. Poor white people in the 80s were racist.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all they had.
Ignorance. Just white people, or just poor people in general.
What you ignorant lack in money, you make up in racism.
And ignorance very often shows its face in the form of just bigotry, racism, sexism, whatever it is, right? You're not.
I've only been called things by the poor.
Of course, 100%. And there was all these fucking poor white kids in my neighborhood that would fucking throw rocks at me and call me the N-word. And they would bully me. But what's funny is, like, I still wanted to be friends with them all. Like, you know, I was very ashamed of my skin color. My mom was white. My sister was white. My aunt was white. Everyone in the neighborhood was white. I was this little brown kid being called the N-word. I was like, this sucks.
And you're not even that.
I'm barely brown, doggy.
Yeah, barely brown. You're like beige.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, Chi-Chi Benson, coming at you like Cleopatra from the East Village, the Gas Digital Studios, loving it, as always with the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
Hey, buddy, I blew out my voice a little, so I'm going to be a little scratchy.
What's going on? Why'd you blow out your voice?
I don't know. I got some voice problems.
Some voice problems. Why am I not signing in?
You didn't pay your bill.
Did I not pay my Gas Digital bill? What's going on here? Shannon, give me my phone so I can follow along with the racist live chat. Am I forgetting my fucking credentials? What is this?
Oh, dude, I hope whoever hacked your Twitter hacked your Gas Digital account.
They might have, dude. Who knows at this point? Fuck me, dude.
Was it the same?
Or Shannon, you can sign in here too. Just sign in to fucking Gas Digital so I can chat on there. Thank you very much. Damn, Shannon, get on your knees.
Shannon's looking good.
Shannon looks good on her knees. I'll tell you that much right now.
Shannon, you doing something different today? You look a little darker.
Shannon, can you open your mouth and do this? Shannon, please do that.
Blame Shannon.
Make it sound like a dying giraffe.
Come on, Shannon. No one's is working? Good job.
We're all logged out.
Well, anyway, welcome to Real Ass Podcast. I'm a hack. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast. I'm a hack. Great show planned today. We're live here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you for all of the subscribers to Gas Digital. If you guys are not subscribed, make sure you guys use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get to watch the live premiere of all of our episodes, which is going to be an exclusive feature starting in January for all of the shows. Plus, you unlock thousands of hours of the show, hundreds of episodes that are not available anywhere else, ad-free, uncensored, all in one place.
I'm a little tight on cash this month. How much is it to subscribe?
It ends up being only $9 a month.
Oh, I could do that.
The promo code. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's next to nothing, doggy. Yeah. You save $1.50 a month. Let's get real.
Yeah.
Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. I'm actually signing into the Racist Live Chat right now. Hello.
My wife said recently, if you don't start making some money, I'm going to leave you. But I can. That's so cheap. I can still subscribe.
You can still subscribe, but yeah, I think she would probably leave you. She would probably leave you if you were a Gas Digital subscriber at this point. what's going on, Racist Live Chat? The Racist Live Chat says Louis is a racist spick. Kabat says use the promo code Ari. Stephanie Rye says it's going to be a good day. Baby James Gillis called me a fat N-word spick. Great. Love it. Great. Great, guys. Thank you guys very much for subscribing and being a part of everything. The brand new Gas Digital. The new Gas Digital. Two incredible guests as always. One of them we're waiting on right now. We don't have him here. Shannon, how far
he's
is
on
there?
Lewis time.
Damn, dude. Well, you know I'm going to love him from the podcast Out for Smokes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Racine is back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're waiting on Derek Gaines, too. Derek, it's a theme, Shannon. Derek shows up late. He shows up whatever the fuck he wants on this show.
Sometimes he comes early, though.
I don't believe it.
Not lately. I'm going to text him. His ETA was 12:18, but we've passed that.
This is crazy. Let's see. Manning says, stream is offline at the moment. You're a liar. Baby Jam Gillis says, what the fuck, Hitler? Amy Winehouse, baby daddy, says, Lewis is getting another sty. I'm not getting another sty. I haven't had a sty in years. In years. I get styes when I do cocaine.
Wait, look at me. Your left eye is looking a little puffy.
No.
Yeah.
You're just saying that, doggy.
The one closer to me?
This one.
Yeah.
No. First of all, it doesn't get puffy first. If anybody's had a sty before, what you realize is that you get a little tiny, it feels like a pinprick of itch. A little pinprick of fucking itchiness right underneath.
Yeah, like there's a little piece of sand in it.
Yeah, dude, and that's what it feels. And so I'll know before anybody else would know if I'm getting a sty. And once in a while, I do feel that little pinprick. And I haven't done coke in years, but once in a while, I'm like, oh, shit, dude, here we go. But I think it fully develops into a sty when I start doing blow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Racine, how are you, my friend? How's your baby?
I'm great. Yeah, he's good. Can't complain.
Yeah, how old is he now?
He's 2.5.
Fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
It's never ends. Never ends. It never stops being fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
So my son, I came home last night. You know what he was doing?
What? Oh, yeah.
Raping. He was raping a woman, dude. Like father, like son. Rape! I was like, yes, James, you did it. Finally. Uh-huh. You're a real man. No, he was FaceTiming a fucking
a girl?
Female.
Oh.
FaceTiming a female. Shannon, can you believe this?
I love it.
You love it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
It was wild.
Have you ever met that little girl?
Yeah, she was in his, well, I don't know if I met her, but she was in his play. She's part of his elf cast. Mm-hmm. And cute little girl, very talented, very sweet girl. But I come home and I know he likes her. I know it was a thing because I was like, oh, who are you talking to? And he was like, oh, just one of my elf friends. And it was like, I was like, okay, I know what's going on here. He didn't want to say it was a girl.
Yeah.
And then when I brought it up to him, he's like, I was like, what, it's a girl? He's like, Dad, it's not even a big deal. Like, whatever. Like, girls can be friends too. Guys and girls are friends. So
it's good to be in theater because that's where all the girls are.
Dude, this is the thing.
You form a little massage circle.
Doggy, I was in theater and the people.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I was in musical theater. And the girls and the boys in musical theater, they were horned the fuck
horned
up,
the fuck
dude.
Up, yeah.
They were fucking ready to suck and fuck.
Yeah, the marching band too.
Yeah, that joke in that movie American Pie, came from reality.
Sure,
you know, one time in band camp, I stuck my flute in my pussy.
Sure,
those are little horny fucking kids. The horniest of all of them is these fucking dorks, dude.
Yeah.
So
when I was in marching band, there was like a couple, and they would make out all the time, and they were like just two of the ugliest people you've ever seen in your life. And they constantly just
there's fucking pimples and braces.
Oh
yeah, just nasty. Yeah. There was some cute chicks. In theater when I was a kid.
Sure,
When I was, and I hooked up with a couple of them, just like, and it was back then.
What musicals did you do?
I was in Anything Goes.
I was in Anything Goes.
Were you?
Yeah.
Who would you play?
Like the chorus.
I was the purser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good role.
I was in Anything Goes. I was in Meet Me in St. Louis. Mm. There I am. Yeah, these girls were all fucking cute, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the girl in the bottom right, we used to make out. I used to tutor her in math. What an idiot. Yeah. What a fool.
The bottom right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess, edit that out of
the way you're gripping this other girl's head.
I wanted to hook up with her.
Sure.
She was the one that I wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
She fucking ruled.
Yeah.
My son was fucking talking to a girl.
What was that,
the
late 90s?
Yeah.
Was he trying to hide his conversation from you?
No, but I did go through his phone.
Okay.
Just to see how often he's, and this girl fucking calls him. Okay. She calls him a lot.
Nice.
Called him last night 3 times after 9:30 p.m. I was like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
You little vixen, get out of my get. What are you? What is my son going to do?
Yeah.
He believed in Santa Claus 3 months ago. What do you think he's going to do to you?
Yeah,
you hoe. She's like 2 years older than him too.
Yeah,
nice
doggy. I'm telling you right now.
How old is he? He's like 11.
He's going to be 11 at the end of the month, dude. Some fucking. She's 12. She's going to be 13 this year though.
Nice,
a teenager.
Mm.
Damn, doggy. Like father, like son. Mm-hmm. She's fucking laying it down.
I held on to Santa for a very long time.
Did you?
I think I was like 13.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had younger siblings, but also that is too old to
believe
in Santa.
That's way too old to believe in Santa.
And I remember, like, I asked Santa for weights. I asked for like a weight bench, and I heard my dad like dropping them on the floor in the middle of the night.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's how you figured it out.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a cool thing to believe in, though.
It is. I mean, it's great.
Like, if I could get, like, a lobotomy and just, it makes you, it takes away the part that, like, knows the truth about Santa.
It's the last magic that you believe in genuinely, know? But I never really believed, my son still wrote a note this year to Santa. I still hide the fucking elf on a shelf every day for him. Every day.
Nice.
For no reason, just because we play this game. And then I act like, I was like, James, I have no idea how the elf moved. We know it's not real now. He's like, that's crazy, Dad.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was fucking a wild time. Derek Gaines joins us. Derek Gaines joins the show. Thank you very much. Happy to have you here, Derek. Always late, but always love having you anyway. I like that jacket.
I'm shocked that y'all would be loving to have me here. I'll be late all the time.
You really show up like it's like you have no respect for me. It's crazy.
I love you, but I... nigga,
he's 12, like, but I have no respect for you.
12 o'clock might as well be 10 a.m. I'm sorry. I'm a midday nigga, man. I'm a midday dude.
Welcome to the show.
How you doing, man? Good to see you guys.
What's going on, bro?
You know, he can cook his ass off.
He's a great cook, yeah.
He can cook his ass off. Yeah. But anyway, I'm saying.
What's your signature dish?
I don't know. You know, I'm so tired of it because I do it all the time and I cook for my family.
But you're the cook in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But I made a little lo mein last night.
But Deb, she does all the cleaning.
No. It's about 50-50.
Are you the breadwinner at least?
No.
Oh,
no bread.
Well, that's
no
all right. So that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. You want to hear some wild shit?
What happened?
In the village last night, they got bread and butter for $6.50. I said, what the fuck? Some restaurant I was at.
They're charging for bread and butter?
They're charging for bread. $6.50.
You know how much they charge at my favorite restaurant for bread and butter?
Exactly. That's what
Zero.
I thought that's what you eat.
Red Lobster. And it's the best bread and butter in the fucking world, dude. Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
But those are free?
Doggy, they're free. They used to charge back in the day, but they knew they were losing customers. No. It wasn't going to happen.
Wow.
All the thoughts came back in.
I made Cheddar Bay biscuits for Christmas one year. I got the mix, and I fucking made them. That's what we had with our fucking Christmas dinner. Yeah. Shit was fire, dude. Yeah. Fire. I went to Red Lobster last weekend, and I've been talking about it for the whole time.
He's not humoring you. He really did go.
I'm not being racist, Zach. Chill. I'm trying to connect with Derek.
I haven't eaten Red Lobster in years, man.
It's the bomb, dude.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years. I go to real seafood restaurants, but it's okay.
Oh, I love going to the movies and yelling at the screen.
I love it. Yeah.
Boo. Anyway, okay, come on. New stereotypes. Come on. Give me some good ones.
Sure.
So, look, we got a great show planned today. You want an edible, Derek?
Sure, I'll take one. How strong are they?
They're 100 milligrams each.
Like, that's a whole 100 milligrams?
That's 100 milligrams.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Come on, Derek. What are you doing? Taking a quarter, not even a tenth of it? He put it in his pocket for later. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Put it in my internet face.
That was a little hacky that I said that, by the way.
You know what?
Now you're in your head.
You know it's better. You better. Come on, Mike.
I'm better than that. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, give us better stereotypes.
Yeah, you're right.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Let's do our plugs. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. Zach, do you want an edible? Edible Fridays?
No, I'm good. It's Wednesday.
Whatever, dude. Edible Fridays.
I'm good, man. I got two shows after this.
Oh, he ain't got no voice either. Yeah, you better conserve your shit.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, Zach.
When I'm on edibles, I'm the best version of me.
He's a much more tolerable version of him.
Am I?
Yeah.
You like man edibles?
Yeah, there was a King of Queens where he kept getting his wife drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every night because she was nice.
Yeah.
This is how I feel about you on edibles.
Really?
Yeah, Arthur comes in with the cart and he's like, apple titties.
Yeah.
I'm very friendly. I'm fun. I'm always silly. I'm always being a silly goose while I'm on edibles. Right, Shannon?
Yes, I really do enjoy this version of you.
This is the edible era is the most friendly version of me. I'm so happy.
Also,
are you a King of Queens fan, Derek?
Yeah, I like the episode when Ben Stiller's pop snuck the pills in Kev's drink or whatever. Enjoy the pretty colors, and he left, and he went and partied with his old friends. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, I always thought the wife was too pretty for him.
Yeah, sure. Well, that was the thing.
Yeah,
that was the thing of back in the day. Fat guy, hot wife.
Right. Yeah.
That's a tale as old as time. Ralph Cramden, right? Yeah. Actually, I don't remember. Was his wife hot, Alice?
She was pretty decent.
She was a decent chick.
Pull up Alice.
She had nice legs.
He threatened to beat the shit out of her.
All the time.
Every
to the
episode.
Moon.
That
to
was
the moon.
What a great time in society. Where like the tagline every week was he was going to punch her in the face.
In the kisser. Right in the kisser. That's what he used to say. To the moon,
when
Alice.
They ended the show.
Look
they
at that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That is a top shelf. Mid shelf.
She looks a little bit more Jewy. Than I remember. Were they Jewish?
No.
But she was kind of fucking cunty, right? She was like, I'm not going to put up with your shit, Ralph.
Oh, she got the pointy bra on. Good for them.
Yeah, those are some shitty titties.
It's the bra, though. I think, remember the bras used to be cone-shaped back in the day?
I'm just saying, for him, she was pretty fucking smoking.
Pretty smoking.
Pretty smoking. But in the reality is, dude, not for nothing, she wasn't that hot.
Well,
let's get real.
She's
dude.
Hot for that
Noit.
Era.
You know
no?
what? Twitter Noit. Twitter Noit. Let's go old TV Wives edition. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Twitter Noit.
Okay.
Twit or Noit.
Let's see. Pull her back up. It's Alice Cramden. Is that her name?
Yes.
That's the best she gets, dude.
Yeah, she got a good angle going.
But she got a little jowly. See, she's a little jowly there. But
nah, she's sticking her jaw out.
That's a shit.
Because she's less jowly there, but it's not a good picture.
Who else? Who else are some old timey TV wives? She looks
look at her now.
What about that bitch got some fucking brolic forearms?
Dick Van Dyke's wife gave me some boners. I think.
Okay.
On Dick Van Dyke's
Mary Tyler Moore.
It was Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Young Mary Tyler Moore was the prettiest woman.
Yeah.
On earth.
Okay.
What do you want me to say, dude?
Just pull that up.
Young Mary Tyler Moore, bitch up.
Yeah.
She was as good as it got, dude. Mm-hmm, and she was funny and personable. Mm-hmm, fuck that, dude. She ruled.
She died, right?
Probably. She has to be dead. Yeah, dude, look at her. Oh, my goodness. Wait, hold on. How old is she there? Shannon often does this. She pulls up 13-year-old girls and like, oh, my God. I start fucking smacking my dick. Yeah, Mary Tyler, good legs. That wasn't a great photo of her. And then by the time she got to she went through eras.
Mork and Mindy,
she
was pretty hot, too.
She wasn't on Mork and Mindy, was she? That was Mary Tyler Moore on Mork and Mindy? No.
Oh, who was on? No, you're right.
You don't know shit about television.
Who was
Mindy? You can make a spaghetti sauce.
Who played Mindy?
Who's Mindy?
Because
Mindy was an Earth bitch, yes. Right? And Moore came from
was an alien, yeah.
And that was Robin Williams. He was he was the goofy. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
And he was talented. He was so talented that I don't mind that he was a joke thief. That's how good he was.
Right.
You know, and that's sort of the what it was on Robin was like, you know what, he will steal your jokes, but God damn it, is he good? He's going to do them better than whoever he was going to steal them from. He's going to do them better.
He's going to do them better than you.
Pam Dauber is her name.
Oh, yeah, she's cute, dude. Nice eyes.
We've said it before. Young Betty White.
Dark hair.
Young Betty White was the baddest.
Young Betty White is the
baddest.
Crazy bitch. Yeah.
Young Betty White had an ass before white women had ass.
Yeah, she was like, she was progressive. She had black people on her show first and all that. Yeah, she was good. She was a good chick.
Yeah, a lot of as we're getting older now, somebody showed me there was a meme the other day, and it was just like showing like pictures of like dudes and like how old they were, and like some of them were like, it was just from like TV shows, and they were supposed to be like 45 or like 48, and you're like, dude, I'm 41 years old. It's crazy how old some of these people look.
Dude, George is 29 the first season of Seinfeld.
George is supposed to be 29 years old?
Yeah, he is 29.
It's just as a kid.
That is an old 29.
You see a ball, like a rounding, like that is just an old man, and it's just stuck in our head as a kid. Like Ian Fidance.
Yeah.
His look, when I'm 10... That is an old man.
Yeah.
That is like that guy does his taxes. He's got a fucking mortgage. He's
pretty crazy, right? Yeah.
Ian's whole like fucking.
But today you're like, hey, he's only 38. That's not that old. That's not that old.
A few years to get it together.
Yeah.
Being a comedian, we let us get away with such horseshit, dude. Yeah.
Well, you see yourself on camera so much, so you have to lie to yourself and be like, I look good.
Yeah,
he's
only 25 in liberal years.
Yeah. Let's see Young Betty White, Shannon, please.
Yeah, she's a. Oh no! Get the fuck out! Yeah. No,
that's fake. But
yeah, that's fake.
That's fake.
That's those are her.
Those are that's real.
That's her.
That's Young Betty White. That's
I know. I've seen the second one before.
Toy? Are you kidding me? Shut up!
No, that's not.
I think these real. They didn't let women in the '40s fucking pose that way.
That's AI. You know? Yeah. Good. That's
she's a little older there,
but that's still fly. No, she fly. Look at her. She's a fly looking chick. Yeah. Good for her.
It's not bad.
They didn't give our grandfathers much to jack off to.
No, they had Jane Mansfield, dude.
Jane Mansfield,
those titties.
Yeah.
Fucking cross time and space.
Okay.
Marilyn Monroe, like those bitches were all.
Why have I heard that?
But I heard Marilyn Monroe.
Show fucking Derek Jane Mansfield.
Yeah, because all these.
I've heard that Marilyn Monroe smelled like shit. Like she didn't wash her pussy. She like walked around.
Okay.
With dirt
That's some cans right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
She didn't wash her pussy?
I don't know. I heard that.
Can you please wash your pussy next time? I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah, have some respect for the country.
Now blow my brother.
You have no respect for the office of the president. That's why they killed her. Because her pussy smelled too bad.
Oh my God. It smells like hot garbage in there.
It's just stuck in my brain, Bobby.
Jackie keeps smelling it on my clock. Sneak some pills in a drink. Take care of it.
Do you remember when bitches had stinky pussies?
Yeah.
Remember that? It's been a long time. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I smelled a girl. Is it the internet?
Very long time.
Is it the internet?
Maybe.
Do you think girls just got like, because the first.
Word got around, I guess.
The first
had to get around.
The first pussy I ever smelled, I talked about this on Skanks recently, was this chick it was in middle school, sixth grade.
Mm.
Sixth grade. My buddy would finger fuck this girl every day, and we'd all smell his fingers. I talk about it in my act, too. This is true. We would smell his fingers, and her pussy smelled like garbage.
Dude.
It was fucking rancid. Rancid. And for years, until I had my own pussy, until I got my own pussy years later, I thought that pussy smelled like shit. Now, here's the funny part.
Okay.
When I finally got to smell my own pussy, that bitch's pussy smelled like shit. I pretended to like the smell of pussy for like years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Years and years and years.
Right, I'm gay if I don't like it.
Yeah, dude. I was like, oh, this is great. And it literally smelled like shit.
Yeah.
Not too many of those I didn't have. Thank God I was handsome pretty much my whole life.
Well, it's a lot of white girls, dude. White girls, I don't think
it's
take
nice
care
to finally
of them.
Live honestly as a guy who
So I think on average, black girls' pussies have more of an odor, but I think white girls more often don't take care of their pussies.
Wow. It's maintenance them first.
Black
pubes keep the smell in more.
Jesus Christ.
Because they're harder to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is strenuous.
It's like barbed wire.
It is tedious down there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, see, Lou, you didn't grow up playing sports. When you're on the away team,
Rosa Parks has a better smelling pussy than you.
When you're the away team, they
put How is that possible?
When you're the away team, they put you in the girls' locker room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Girls' locker rooms in high schools smell like the worst pussy you've ever smelled. There's towns I judge based on how bad the girls' locker room.
Shannon, when did
North Bergen, New Jersey? Those girls' pussies.
North Bergen was Jersey. God damn. Yeah,
North Bergen's also fucking ghetto as fuck.
Yeah, I know North Bergen.
Shannon, can we smell your pussy real quick? You get like one of those sticks, like where they do it with like perfumes or different scents, right? They spray
At the department store. At the Macy's.
You do that, Shannon. Can you just put one of those sticks into your pussy and let us waft it?
Now, Shannon, I don't want to waft per se, but when did vaginal hygiene come into play for you, babe?
Oh, so I don't remember it ever being like a thing that was just neglected.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but Shannon's old. She used to douche with a hot water bottle.
Hot water. That's a Rich Fryer joke. Hot water bottle. Smell like vinegar.
Shannon, that would actually really bother you to let us just simply...
Yeah, I don't...
Waft? That's crazy to me, because if you said you wanted to waft my asshole, like I wouldn't let you put your nose into my asshole, but if you wanted to take a wafting stick, is that what it's called?
Is it a wafting stick?
I like it.
It's a good call. I mean,
Google the word wafting stick. Pull up what it is. If I nailed wafting stick,
wait, to waft and to waft, but to smell like that. Isn't that like more broad strokes, right? To waft,
yeah,
right. Waft. It's like waft. This. It's like, yeah,
you're wafting.
Yeah. So
a wafting stick, a stick to waft. You know.
Yeah, it is not a thing.
Damn it, we can invent them. I just invented another thing, dude. I invent shit left and right.
A wafting stick.
You know, I was hooking up with a girl years ago, and she had a tampon stuck in there.
Oh, no.
It smelled really bad. And
damn.
It made my penis smell really bad.
Oof.
But I was talking to a coworker of mine. I was working at Got Junk at the time, and he was like, you know what it might be? She might be wiping her ass wrong. It was this Puerto Rican guy.
You were working at Got Junk. You got the job by bringing her
wait,
in?
So, wait a minute. It was in while you was in?
What's that?
The tampon was
yeah,
in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess she forgot it was in there.
I had that happen once. I won't say which girlfriend, but it was one of my comedian girlfriends. Oh. You guys can imagine all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she got a tampon stuck up in like deep inside of her,
mm-hmm.
and like we went to go have sex, and she was like, I have a tampon. She was like, and then I went, I was like, no, there's no tampon. She's like, no, there isn't. I was like, no. She's like, I could have sworn I had one. I was like, all right. And then we banged. And I just banged it like, I crammed it into her, dude. It was like fucking, it was like flat in the back. It's like a little fucking. Like days later, she's like, my stomach, like, I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
So you do.
So my coworker, Manny, was like, you know what it might be? She might not be wiping her ass the right way because she needs to wipe back to front to back.
Oh, yeah.
And she's probably wiping back to front.
She got shit in her pussy.
Yeah. So then I like told her that. Like she was like, yeah, I had a tampon stuck up there. And I was like, Oh, okay. Because my coworker Manny was saying maybe you don't wipe your ass the right way.
Good stories, man. I remember I tried to hook up with a chick from Trenton, and she actually had bacterial vaginosis. Like, I told her something's wrong.
Her pussy stunk. Yeah,
and
yeah.
She got it checked out, called me, was like, yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Thanks for letting me know.
I had an imbalance.
Yeah.
Then she wound up getting back with her baby father after that.
I think
I saved a life.
My dad's from Trenton.
Mm-hmm. Terrible place.
Wait a minute. Your dad was that girl.
What? Wait a minute. I gave your dad bacterial vaginosis. Yeah.
What was this girl's name?
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Plot twist.
Mr. Receive.
Plot twist of a Friday.
We both just drop our cups like the usual suspects. Derek fucked my dad, but then I realized that Derek realized it wasn't a woman that he had sex with.
Damn bogey.
Look. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for being a supporter of today's show. I love it. I just signed up for Factor Meals, which is great, and they are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Restaurant-quality meals delivered right to your door, prepared in just 2 minutes. Whether you have specific dietary needs like me, I do keto, or Shannon, who does vegan, or if you just want to save a little bit of cash and save a little bit of time, they have you covered. They have meals like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, literally ready in 2 minutes. They have snacks, they have breakfast, they have everything you need. This is a cheaper, more efficient way to live your life. Everything you're looking for, all in one place and delivered right to your door. I love this place. All you got to do right now is go to factormeals.com and check out this discount. For the holiday season, we're giving you 50% off when you use the promo code RAP50. Factormeals.com/RAP50 and use the promo code RAP50 for 50% off. This is a huge deal. Go do this. Trust me, you're going to thank me afterwards. You're going to love this delicious meal delivered right to your door. Factormeals.com. All right. Where were we? Let's do our plugs. We're just rolling. We're just having a good time. Edible every day. It's edible mornings here on the Real Ass Podcast. You don't want an edible, Racine?
No, I'm okay. It makes me paranoid.
Paranoid?
Yeah.
Maybe that. Can I tell you something, dude? It's very often your body. You can keep the music on. Very often your body is telling you something. So maybe the weed is fucking opening your mind to some shit that you need to be paranoid about.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Something you need to worry about. Deep.
Derek, what you plugging on?
Make sure y'all listen to NNFA, No Need for Apologies podcast. Me and the illustrious Dave Temple, very funny.
So funny.
We get down, and when's this come out?
This live now, it'll be out on Saturday on YouTube and everywhere else.
Black Ass Comedy Show, City Winery, 7:30, 6 o'clock is dinner, 7:30 is the show upstairs in the loft. We have our No Need for Apologies wine, so if you get there on time, you get your own patented, we crushed our own grapes. For the show, so it's going to be a wonderful show. I have a
was that really painful for you guys?
It was pretty crazy.
Get there.
It was pretty wild. It was new, but we did it.
It's a
they grabbed all.
It's a crime in this community.
But yeah, we have red and white wine, and it's going to be a wide array of wonderful comics on the show. So make sure December 20th, City Winery, 7:30, Black Ass Comedy Show.
Hell yeah, we're seeing.
I'll be at Teehee's Comedy Club this Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, December 16th. You can get your tickets at MikeRacineComedy.com and check out my podcast, Out for Smokes. What's up?
And I got this weekend, I'll be at the Stress Factory in Connecticut. I'm sorry.
Sick. January 20th, Comedy Dojo. Lou?
The Meaty Ogre Tour rides starting in January, EMAS, Pennsylvania, EMAS Theater. And then I'll be in Comedy Key West, Florida at the end of the month. And a lot of other stuff coming up, including Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie. I'm also going to be at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, Tampa, Florida, Providence. All these other dates are going to be added as well.
That's dope.
I'm trying to get every fucking weekend for the first half of the year because I really want to take off the summer. I don't want to tour this summer. I want to just chill in the pool and fucking relax. Come watch me build out a brand new hour. Be a part of the process. Be a part of the fucking legendary process. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, the new GasDigital.com. Make sure you guys use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get an extra episode of this show every week, every Friday. And you guys should know, the starting in January, the Friday Legion of Skanks episode is exclusive for subscribers as well. So lots of exclusive content happening just for subscribers. That is the name of the game in 2024, is exclusive content. So make sure you guys support us. And that is the best way to support us. And check out my other pods, Legion of Skanks and The Regs.
Do edibles really do that? They, because I whenever I take one, I'm like, I'm a fraud, you know.
Oh yeah, sometimes I depend on the strain. sometimes you can go into that fucking, you know, that doubt hole, and then there's others happy holes like him.
Yeah,
and
right, right. Fucking,
then sometimes you just kind of just chill. You feel,
if
you
I
feel
take
it
a really strong edible, you know when you're at the top of a roller coaster?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it goes click.
Yeah.
Psh, and you have that 1 second where you're like, uh-oh, I'll feel like that for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I'll like there's, yeah, the I just feel really good. I just feel, I feel it in my spine. I feel it like, I'm just feeling loosey-goosey and kind of fun. Just
there you go,
silly. We haven't even been getting to the topics. We haven't looked at a topic at the Realist Podcast in 2 weeks. This sheet of paper, it's, it actually makes me paranoid.
Okay.
Like this used to be a tree. It's going fucking deep today on the Realist Podcast. No, we have a lot to talk about on the show. Doritos releases nacho cheese flavored liquor that tastes just like the chip. That is disgusting.
Wow.
That is disgusting.
How do they transition it, like from a solid to a liquid?
What is it, vodka? Vodka?
Really? Yes.
Doritos flavored vodka?
Vodka, the idea of vodka is that it takes on the flavor of anything that it's mixed with, right? That's the idea, is that, that vodka is not really supposed to, it doesn't really have its own flavor.
Right.
Oh, I lied. It says it's an uncategorized spirits company. And it says
uncategorized spirit?
Yeah.
Like my mom, which is her unmarked grave.
Is she in an unmarked grave?
Yeah, I never bought her a headstone.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
It's just a blank spot out there? It's just no, they wrote her name in spray paint, but they keep rubbing it off.
No, it's just a bunch of like little fucking like stick dolls like Blair Witch in a tree hanging above it where she's marked.
That's crazy. Got a bunch of refrigerator magnets on it.
Made a cross in KFC bones.
Yeah. She was abusive. What are you going to spend all my money on this bitch?
Okay, fair enough. Talk shit. Open
I'm
up.
Just saying, dog. I got to feel guilty about that shit.
No.
She'll get her headstone when she fucking gets it.
That's right.
Okay? Is there like a fire sale in headstones somewhere? You know, in Warzone, they got a fire zone once per game. Like fire sale. And then everything's half price, dude. If I get a, can we, or on Black Friday, do I show up Black on Friday. Black Friday and get a headstone for my mom? I got to wait till next Thanksgiving.
I found affordable headstones. This one is $199 down from $3.19.
Let me see.
This one here.
Yeah, that's one of those little.
That little guy?
It's something.
Oh, yeah, the little plate.
Yeah. It's 16 by 8 by 3.
That one's pathetic, Shannon.
It's
give me one
nothing.
That stands up out of the ground that looks spooky at least if you walk by it. You can't even see that one. There's no difference.
How about this one?
How much is that one?
$4,799. Are you out of your fucking mind, Shannon? I would sooner buy your tits and put them on her grave, Shannon. I would rather buy you a new set of tits and take your old ones and have them popping up out of the fucking ground.
With the fucking nipples on.
This one's $900 down from 2,000.
Can I put that girl's picture on it? Let me see this hot dead bitch. Twitter night hot dead bitch edition. That's not her.
It took her away.
Why did it take her away?
Because it wants you to like customize it.
Or you just
it.
Keep the family that comes with the tombstone.
Oh, yeah, just keep the actual.
Dougie, go to that hot dead bitch.
I won't show you. Shannon,
come up. It's show bait.
Me.
It's clickbait.
Show
they
me.
They did that for you. Click on it.
Hot ghost.
I can't.
She's not showing up. They did that because they wanted you to click on it.
That's Are there true. Images of hot dead bodies? I bet that's a thing.
Hot dead bodies.
I don't know.
Shannon, look up sexy dead bodies. Let's see what they look like.
Yeah.
From the morgue, the hottest like
sassy cadavers.
Dude, that's a great calendar. Zach, would you not buy a hot girl, like dead girl calendar?
First of all, I have multiple copies of Girls and Corpses.
Jesus.
What's Girls and Corpses?
Hot girls with fake dead bodies.
But fake dead bodies? No, I want a real dead hot chick. Hot and dead. Shannon, do we have any?
It's a, I don't know if these are real. This one might be real. Hold on.
Let's see.
None. I can share this.
Oh, God.
That seems real.
I don't feel like that's real. I feel like that's how I would position my body if I was faking my death. The
you know,
one
shoe
off.
Yeah.
The way it's like thrown like that.
Yeah, nothing's broken.
Yeah, these are not. None of these
none
are
of them are dead.
This is sick shit, man. What is wrong with y'all? This shit about, wow. My blackness just won't let me.
Yeah, that are you. There's no.
Hey,
black,
Shannon,
black
the
people,
one under that. Could
on.
You bring up the one that was right under
black
that?
Black people don't like to jack off to dead bodies.
Black people are not macabre
that one.
At yeah, all.
Yeah. We're not macabre.
I think my buddy
we're
took
not macabre, dude.
Y'all
black people do not. Do
that's
not,
a great word.
They did not enjoy
that was on the
macabre.
Beginning of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The mayhem and macabre that happened on the night.
Black people do not like the macabre.
Yeah, y'all yeah. Motherfuckers macabre than a motherfucker. Yeah, that's the problem.
The black guy sees a fucking spider. That's a spider. He's like, I don't want that. Like, Zach's like, he'll keep that in his pocket for later.
Nah.
Yeah.
Keep that spider over there.
Just some fucking
spray some Windex on it.
Would you go to like a museum of the dead, oh, or like, yeah. Or would you like could you go to like because you also probably believe in fucking God and shit, right? So you when you go to like a cemetery, do you get like fucked up? You're like, this is a scary place at night. You go to a cemetery at night.
I go to the cemetery at night.
You go to a cemetery at night.
What the fuck would I go to the cemetery? I go
that's
to the
only time. It's the only time I go to the cemetery.
I hit the parties really? At night. I'm in the city, nigga. Got suede on. Are you out of your mind? Are you nuts?
Do you go to
look
cemetery
what I got on.
Night?
You think I go to the grave at
no,
night?
I don't go to the cemetery at night. That's psychotic. Who does that?
Yeah.
Zach does.
No, you be watching movies out there?
No. They do that in L.A. at a few. They show movies in the
horror movies
side
in
of
the
mausoleums.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Niggas is weird, man.
That's a lot.
No, me and my wife's one of our favorite days. We walk around Greenpoint Cemetery.
That's the one in Greenpoint. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah, we love it. It's beautiful.
Hmm. Wow. It's crazy, Zach.
No, it's not. It's a beautiful place. It's quiet.
It's psychotic. It's a psychotic way to be, dude. Most people are terrified of cemeteries. I'm not terrified.
During the day, I'm not.
I'm not.
Or Greenwood, is it? Cemetery. I can't remember.
I'm not.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've been by it.
I'm not scared of cemeteries, but I will tell you right now, if you were to just take me in the middle of the night, drop me off in a cemetery, and fucking just break a stick behind one of the fucking things, you're going to watch me freak out a little bit. And it's not like, whatever the eeriness is.
You're standing on the dead.
And I don't believe in anything, doggy. I don't believe in anything. I'm as atheist as they come, right? Okay. I don't believe in any spirits. I don't believe in fucking Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. I don't believe in energy. I don't believe in fucking...
You're just here.
Doggy, I am here. I don't believe it. Don't tell me you're an Aries or a Gemini. Fuck off. I don't believe
none
in
of
any
that.
Of that shit, yeah, doggy.
Okay, that's fair. That's all around.
All around. There's not a single spiritual thing. I don't buy it. Period. At all.
Full ride atheist.
Full ride atheist, as hardcore as they fucking come. I don't got any doubt in my fucking mind. I smite God every day. Every morning I wake up and I smite
like,
God.
What is a ghost gonna like do to you?
Nothing, because they don't exist.
Yeah.
But I will say, you put me in a haunted house alone at night, it's gonna fuck me up a little bit.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that weird?
But I really don't
believe in spirits.
But in the area, I guess you not believing don't really matter because it's just where you at.
But I guess I'm saying I'm a full-blown atheist, but am I really? Because if I'm in a fucking haunted
house. That's what
I'm
thinking. You kind of saw.
Or if I'm in a cemetery.
Yeah, it gets challenged.
How much of an atheist am I really if I get fucking the shivers and my pussy lips start getting fucking quivering a little bit?
Yeah. Crazy.
The real world is scarier than ghosts, though.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Come on, Mike.
Here's Racine.
No, I'm just saying, like...
Let him know.
Go ahead, Mike. Say your shit.
I saw a TikTok the other night, and there was a woman that was murdered like in the early hours at a church that she was doing like CrossFit instructing at, and they never found the killer, but on the surveillance footage, there was somebody pacing the church in police riot gear like all night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, is this some fucking like weird spirit shit?
No, I think it was just like, an actual person.
Like a person who was like waiting to kill this woman.
I follow one of these Twitters where it just like it tells you a story of, you probably follow them all. They're probably suggested to you, sick fuck.
With that ominous piano beat in the background?
Zach's.
On this night, it's 1970.
Yeah, it's some shit like that, dude. And it's always like a story about like some missing girl and it's unexpected.
This is the
last image of her and she's getting to an elevator drunk. And then they never saw her come out of an elevator.
Right,
we don't know where she went.
Right.
There's and that happens like all the fucking time.
Yeah, guys go into bars and just never come out.
That's wild, bro.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Those are fun. That's a fun, like, the macabre.
You know what? I went down the rabbit hole of bodies on Everest.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Did we just
saw
about
that.
This?
I actually saw some footage of that. There's a lot of frozen
dead people
up there.
They use them as markers.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Green boots?
Yeah, but
we just watched the same.
So
many dead bodies, right?
There's over 200 bodies on Everest right now.
And it's too dangerous to get them down.
You can't
Everest,
get them down.
It's, you know, Shannon, pull up videos of people seeing bodies on Everest, and people will just like put fucking like little like trinkets and toys and being like, oh shit, there's green boots, and it's just some fucking motherfucker in green boots that's frozen like this, and people take pictures with it and they're like, oh, we saw green boots. That's bizarre.
Crazy when you become that, because
that's
you went
bizarre
up there and died and
somebody
froze to death.
Somebody told me they had a friend who it was my girlfriend, her friend did one of the mountains, and somebody died on their actual tour.
Oh,
and the tour guide was like, "Leave them. Like this happens. Like this happens once a month. Like just so you know, people die. And if it's high, if it's at a certain altitude, it's too dangerous to go up and get the body. So they leave them all the time. So there's over 200 bodies on Everest. Pull this up, Shannon.
Nuts.
Here, this is one. Them finding one.
That's a face.
That's a coat.
Did you see it?
Old dead body, right 15 meters below the summit. Wow, dude.
That's the face.
Oh, that is a face.
That's fucking wild, dude.
How about that?
I mean, dude, seeing a dead body is fucking dark as fuck. Have you seen a dead body before?
No.
My grandma's funeral.
Yeah, I guess. Besides funeral.
Besides funeral.
Yeah.
Also, funerals, like, whatever they do.
Oh, because they trick it out. They trick it out, make it look nice. And I've never seen it.
They turn it into, like, it also kind of looks like, it's a little weird with it. When you see the body open casket.
Especially when they fuck up the feet, when they don't do the feet right.
Yeah. But you see, like, a fresh dead body. My neighbor died when I was, like, 7. And I watched them pull him out in a body bag. And it was like, oh, shit. Like, that was, like, it was, like, really, like, eerie.
Yeah.
But that was maybe the only time I saw a dead body. My ice cream man died. I didn't see it though. Other kids saw it. My ice cream man had a heart attack, like on the fucking block. And I'm kidding. There's like 8 kids who have a memory of just like a guy that's
just
like,
not helping him.
No, he's just dead. Like with ice cream in his hand, blue in the face, and then dun 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 dun. Dun the music just playing. Like
that is.
There's like
dark.
There's 8 fucked up kids who that went up
is
and like
traumatic.
They're never gonna unsee it, dude. That song.
And they're never gonna unhear it.
Skinniest adults.
What is that?
8 of the skinniest adults. You want some dessert? No,
doggy. I'm telling you right now.
Don't do that dessert shit.
I couldn't imagine like how fucked up you'd be. You're so happy. You're expecting ice cream. You're expecting a Buffalo Bill ice cream bar, and you just go and witness a dead body for the first time in your entire life. God damn
wild.
It.
Oh, this guy's crooked. You're just watching the eye slide off a Ninja Turtle.
Oh no.
God damn. What was your ice cream? What was your ice cream man ice cream of choice?
That Ninja Turtle bar.
Ninja Turtle bar?
Good call, man, with the gumball eyes and then ice cream sandwiches, of course.
Yeah, the gumball eyes are good.
You just got the eyes?
Yeah.
I'll just take gumball eyes, sir. Yeah.
And a Star Spangled Banner pop. That was always pretty cool.
That's crazy. And ice pop was psychotic that anybody would purchase an ice pop. An ice pop was something that you had in your freezer.
In your freezer.
It's an ice pop. To waste,
like that your grandpa had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To waste your opportunity with the ice cream man on an ice pop, sacrilege.
I see what you're saying, but I had the tubes. Remember the
those were
Flintstones.
Fun.
The pack of
ice.
What was the one? Yeah, that was in like a cone, and in the bottom was a gumball.
Screwball. Those are good.
Yeah, man.
Screwball was the shit, doggy. Screwball was the shit. But even then, once in a while you get a screwball. I'll give it to you. Once in a while. You get a screwball. Mm. But to get a snow cone, I see people getting snow cones.
I never got it. But the Star Spangled Banner pop was good.
The Star Spangled Banner pop was fine.
Because it was bigger.
But yeah.
You get the wrestling ice cream bars, which were terrible.
Well, you remember It's a Kadoozies? They were like...
Nobody.
Were like the wrestling long. Bar... That
nobody does, just so you know.
A Kadoozies? No.
It's a Kadoozies. Nobody remembers.
Nah, the wrestling pop like that was brown with the image of the wrestler.
Yeah,
right?
It was like ice cream in between two like whole wheat pieces of bread. It was fucking terrible, dude.
It was tan.
They were
like
awesome.
A Timberland boot on a stick.
So good.
It's fucking weird.
So good.
I know exactly what it is. They had the images of the wrestlers on there.
They branded Andre the Giant on a fucking piece. It's a rye bread. Put some ice cream on it.
I don't want to lick this black ink.
They were like Nilla wafers.
Yeah, with print on them.
Yeah, I didn't love it. We did not like. What was the one we were talking about?
It's Kadoozie. I remember the Kadoozie. I remember those.
No. And did they have like cream in the middle, like a creamsicle?
No, it was just like a large ice pop.
It was twisted ice pop.
And I was a fat kid. And my brother was skinny, so my parents would be like, "You don't need dessert," and then my brother would just be twirling it in his mouth.
Twirling your Kadoozie?
He'd be going.
Yeah. Bet your fat ass wants some of this Kadoozie. Yeah, that's pretty terrible, man. That's terrible. But you a good cook terrible. Now. So don't, yeah, that shit.
Yeah, yeah, terrible, yeah.
It's a Kadoodle
those,
is what
those
the,
looked a lot.
It's a Kadoodle is what the doctor said when your brother came out.
What is that?
It's a Kadoodle.
That's a couch.
It's not good.
That's a seat cushion.
It's a small piece of leather.
He said between 2 pieces of wheat bread. That was like pretty funny.
Doggy, it was bad. And then my favorite, like it's weirdly, I always, had like old Republican guy energy. Like, I enjoy a fucking strawberry shortcake on a stick.
Okay.
Like, that's a solid, but I almost feel like that is like,
solid,
some,
like
that
toasted.
That's like
crazy.
Get off my lawn type of ice cream.
Is it?
Like,
we
I feel
had
like,
that.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
We ate the
or
strawberry.
Like a toasted almond, which was discontinued.
I didn't eat toasted
the almond. Toasted almond was fucking fire, dude. But it was
toasted
rare.
Almond pops at 7 years old. What are you? What are you? Like,
it, was like a, it was
like
a grown
cancer,
up ice
like, what the fuck?
That's a grown up. That's like rum raisin.
Rum raisin as
or
a child.
Pecan ice cream.
Toasted almond as a kid. Get him off the fucking block. I don't trust him at all.
Dude, I know. A nice toasted almond bar, maybe a nice chocolate.
What? Yeah. If you was a child eating that
yo,
shit.
I loved it.
You out of your mind.
They're good.
I loved it, dude. There really was an advanced. It was an, almond. It was an advanced.
Oh, you drink wine, you pretentious asshole? Yeah. We would have beat you the fuck up on the block if you walked around. Toasted almond? Who the fuck does this
do? Toasted almond.
How do you guys feel about Klondike bars?
Not bad. They was always pretty cool. Yeah. I had one or two.
My grandpa always had those in his freezer.
They were expensive.
Were
too poor
Klondike
to have.
Was fly. I had all that.
They
shit.
Were expensive. Yeah. So when, in my family, like we were on welfare, we were on food stamps. So we would have snacks from the first until the third of the month. Hmm. That's all. That's it. But we had
You're
food
be
stamps.
Mad at me.
What?
Shannon, bring up Viennetta rolls. But anyway, keep going.
Viennetta rolls.
Yeah. Bring up Viennetta rolls, but keep going.
About
it's a dessert his aunt Viennetta used to make.
Yeah, nah, Viennetta rolls. It's ice cream. This me, and, yeah. This used to be the
oh,
shit.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah,
that's infuriating. I
fancy
can never
fucking ice cream.
The only ice cream I ever got.
Me and mom's used to have one of these.
Doggy,
the
I got like Shoprite brand. Like a tub of Neapolitan. You get chocolate, vanilla, strawberry in a tub. The strawberry is just up to the fucking top at the end, and then eventually you're like, I guess I have to fucking eat the strawberry. That's my whole life. Never did I get a Viennetta fucking roll. That shit is fucking wild, dude.
Fire,
it was
dog.
Like it was like art. It was
fire,
ice cream
dog.
Ice cream art.
Fire.
Yeah, we used to, yeah. I'm bummed out.
Me and Nanny used to eat that shit with forks, nigga.
As
ice
as
cream
adult,
with a fork.
As an adult, like now, you know, sometimes, you know what's really fucking good? I'm fucking high.
Talk shit.
Doggy. What are these cakes, dude? Is there Sara Lee?
What? Okay.
You put them in the freezer, but then like you just
it's
thaw
like
them.
It's like the one from Cake Farts.
You thaw them a little bit, dude. You take it
it's
out
the
of the freezer.
From cake farts.
You take it out of the freezer, and then you fucking cut into it. That shit is fucking
a Sara Lee cake.
It's a Sara Lee cake.
Yeah. The pound cake,
or like the Pepperidge Farm.
By the way, I know Jorge is a little fucking trash bag ass. Knows what I'm talking about. I see him leaning in. Jorge, you know what I'm talking about, right? The Sara Lee cakes are in the freezer, doggy.
The pound cake. If it's the pound cake,
it's
I know
not,
what you're talking about.
It's not a pound cake necessarily, dog.
No,
it's like a layer. Yeah,
it's like
frosting.
Cake,
it's a layer cake.
Yeah.
And they're fucking. So, and I remember just as a kid seeing them, being like, "God, I want one of." Just being like, "It's like supermarket." Like just looking at it, like, and I could never get that in a million fucking years. On
your mom slaps you in the back of the head.
You window shop at the grocery store. You fucked up
in the freezer. Like, eat. Look at that, dude. Yeah. I used
to, Lewis, I told you to get the tub of ice cream brand ice cream.
Like we never got good snacks. Never.
He brings you the red. They have to call the manager over.
No, it's not that. It's not that, dude.
I think Pepperidge Farm makes it.
Doggy. Yeah. It's Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm, like.
Yes. Yo. I would see like my rich white friends would have that. And I'd be like, that shit was fucking look, $4. It's not even expensive. My mom was a fucking cunt, dude. You bitch. My mom was such a bitch, dude. It's not. By the way, now I get it. It's fucking banging, dude. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a solid
I
kid.
Used to wipe the window. I'm going to get you one day. Oh, shit.
Those shits are fucking fire.
They do feel really luxurious.
That I want one right now.
Oh, man, that made me laugh. It's a fucking oh, Lewis, you're a jackass. There. That's so funny.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. That made me laugh.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Sups for supporting today's show. Send It Sups is a great way to energize. If you guys are trying to look for energy, pre-workout energy, or just energy to live your life, Send It Sups is the best way to energize with their dippable pre-workouts. Nobody wants to fucking drink all these jittery shakers that you have to drink and fucking have to piss halfway through your workout. These are little dippable pouches you put in your mouth just like a dip, and you get energized in a much more fun and efficient way.
Yep, it's 8 pouches per tin, packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch, And they're made in the good old U.S. of A. And I believe, Lou, designed by soldiers.
Yeah, come on, man. You know, designed by soldiers, the good old U.S. of A. Come on now. What is there not to love about them? All you got to do right now is go to senditsupps, senditsupps.com, and use the promo code REAL when you check out, R-E-A-L, and you're going to get a special discount. Once again, that is senditsupps.com. Use that promo code REAL for a discount. All right, where were we? All right, let's see.
Before we move on from frozen desserts, I got to say, still slaps hard, Carvel.
Carvel, yes! Ice cream cake.
Recently yeah,
a lot of birthdays.
Recently at a holiday, we were responsible for dessert.
Yeah.
I did a cookie puss.
Carvel ice cream
huge
cake.
Huge hit.
Holy Christ.
Huge yeah. Whole party was pumped on the fucking cookie yeah. Puss.
Carvel is
that's
the
what I call
pass, bro.
When my girlfriend gets bacterial vaginosis, she got cookie puss.
Okay, little callback right there. All right. Yeah, man, Carvel, good call, Jack Amico. Good Carvel.
I used to call it gunk cunt.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. When I go for anal, I call it Fudgy the Whale.
I like it. Yeah. Carvel cakes are fine. Ice cream cake, two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about flying saucers?
I remember flying saucers.
Phenomenal. Chipwich, phenomenal.
Chipwich for nothing, like all the snacks.
Especially with the soft serve from Carvel.
Can I tell you right now?
The next level.
The Chipwich.
You don't like the Chipwich?
Let me tell you the problem with it.
You're talking about grocery store Chipwich, though.
Most of them.
I'm talking from Carvel freezer with the real.
So they
soft
take
serve.
These cookies,
and
right?
And the patent on it.
No, and this is with Carvel.
Okay.
Because my sister worked at Carvel. I knew Carvel. I worked at KFC. My sister worked at Carvel. We would just fucking, like, two fat fucking animals. We'd look at each other, like, through the window, like, I got you. And we'd fucking meet up when our managers weren't around, and we'd fucking hand off bags of fucking shit to each yeah. other, right? We'd feed
chicken
each other.
Chicken and ice cream.
Like, I would take fucking, she'd give me vanilla ice cream, just like the scoops of it. Then I'd go take fucking orange soda.
Oh, okay.
I'd fill it up with orange soda, dude.
Creamsicle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creamsicle.
That shit was my shit.
Yeah.
That was my shit, dude, with fried chicken. The flavor of fried KFC fried chicken, creamsicle like that. Right now. Let's go. Yeah. It's not fair.
It's pretty good, man. That's like when the
macaroni. It's not fair, Zach. We need to, dude, that's my next birthday, is creamsicle ice cream milkshakes and fucking KFC Kentucky chicken. Fried chicken in this fucking studio
wow,
for
that's
everybody,
actually
dog.
Not that bad of a
it's not, now I'm speaking Derek's language.
Derek's yeah. Come on time for that
chicken
episode.
And orange soda? Nigga, you did it. That's kind of like when the macaroni and cheese hits the yams.
Derek's going to come 15 minutes early Derek with a fork and knife.
I'm here for the chicken creamsicle party. Fucking assholes. But yeah,
you know, that's actually don't sound a napkin stuffed in his yeah. Shirt with a fork and a knife. I'm ready to podcast.
Ready to podcast?
That shit was my
I woke
my
up early
shit.
For this shit.
Yeah. Yeah but no, the problem with the Chipwich sandwich was they'd put it in the freezer, dude. You have this just fuck. It was like a
it's
brick.
Like rock hard.
It was a brick.
It
though.
Was a brick, and yeah. You'd have to kind of just crunch away at it, and it would take a while. It wasn't like
you had to gnaw at it.
Here's what it was. Ready? Chipwich and Carvel. Like I'd love to see the history of Carvel. Please. It was just a great idea. Somebody's like, "Yo, we're gonna take two giant chocolate cookies and put ice cream," and they're like, "Yo, that's fucking perfect. That's a great idea." But when
they didn't
executed
the ice cream
it,
sandwich, did they?
But that's not the ice cream sandwich. That's the Chipwich.
Oh, okay.
Because the ice cream sandwich was
the brown, yeah.
Chocolate bread. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Whatever material.
Whatever it is. Chocolate bread. Yeah.
Chocolate bread. And then they put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, Shannon. These are great topics, by the way. I haven't looked at any of them. You remember that guy who was fucking film shouting racial slurs in Jersey?
Yeah, yes, at the 7-Eleven, right?
Was it a 7-Eleven or was that his neighbor's house, I thought?
Oh, I don't know. There was a guy who was dropping N-bombs at a 7-Eleven.
No, that was me.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
It was Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw one of the videos. One of them got fucked up.
Which was the 7-Eleven guy?
Yeah, somebody popped off that N-word and then the brothers
yeah, you
wasn't
can't,
having
it. Well, you can't be saying the N-word at 7-Eleven.
No,
it's their territory. They own buses and 7-Elevens.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man.
Yeah, man.
Look, I will defend anyone's right to say whatever they want, but if you start throwing the N-word around black people, you're going to get beat up. Let's get you're real. You need to look in the mirror and realize what you're doing.
Yeah, that's not cancel culture. That's consequence culture.
That's consequence culture.
That's just
I like
that. You got to be smart about fucking who you're dealing with.
That's called fuck around and find out. Yeah.
Exactly. Shannon, so what happened with this guy? This was a guy.
You shouldn't even say it in your car, really.
He was saying, really, sometimes.
This is him. Oh, yeah, I saw this. Want a reminder. Do you want to watch a little of it?
Yeah, please.
I saw this one.
Sorry, that's my fault.
I remember this one. He wound up getting fired or jailed or something.
But didn't they gather around his house? That's what they'll do now.
Something like that. Yeah. It was something. I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to be, and he's stepping on his property. Like, he has all right to fuck him up.
Yeah.
But he's just trying to be a better dude. And that's what pissed me off. I'm like, why the fuck is this goofy ass nigga on this man's property? See that right there would have been a punch in the mouth.
Yeah.
That pull back up.
Also, nobody that knows how to fight does this.
And gets, yeah.
It's just, you watch that happen, you're like, dude, this is the worst strategy.
And he's got the high ground.
Ever. Like, you're going to get fucking laid the fuck out. Dude, that was some shit we would do in middle school. Like, you'd talk shit, you'd be like, yeah, do something. Dude, you put your hands behind your back. Do something. Do something. No, you do something. You're like, what are you doing?
That's the dumbest shit.
So, create space.
Yeah.
But don't, if you step into this, if you step into this space, I'm assuming you're fucking attacking me and I'm fucking going to strike first. Yeah. None of that shit, dude. I remember you were taught as a kid, like, dude, don't throw the first punch. You would. My mom told me when I was younger, she was like, don't throw the first punch. You're gonna wait to get hit? What are you, stupid? Punch! Don't wait.
Yeah,
be the fucking first one to get off and get the fuck out of there, doggy. Simple as that. Yeah. That's some weird like. That's some old, like, oh, we gotta respect each other and throw fisticuffs shit. It's like, no, doggy. No. Yeah. Not only do I throw the first punch, do this a lot while your friend sneaks around and hits the guy from behind. That is the correct strategy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, like, I'm not even saying, like, I'm all for a fair one, but if you start fucking with one of my friends.
He's pulling up. He was walking up on his step.
If you start fucking with one of my friends, right? Even if it's a one-on-one situation, right? And able-bodied, it just is what it is. This is the way me and my friends grew up. Like, let's say, you know, you're my boy and some guys, you guys are talking shit, right? It is my duty to get behind him and fucking crack him in the side of the fucking head and then for us to both stomp
watch
him out.
Watch the quiet, homie.
Yeah, that's
we've always watched the quiet one.
Watch the guy that fucking sneaks off
watch
camera.
The quiet
watch the guy that
there
dips off
so
camera.
Many fights in South Jersey. I was like, I'm watching the quiet one. Y'all do this, but there's a sneaker.
You got to
like
step back.
That motherfucker comes from behind the Ultima.
Wait, you know we call these guys sneakers?
I gave you that one.
Doggy, but I'm telling you, that was the way it was. And I'm kidding to a certain degree. You shouldn't do that, but it just my instinct. If you start fucking like one of my close friends, if you start talking shit to Zach Amico, you're also talking shit to me. That just is what it is, you know. And you figure it out later. Even if my boy's being a fucking jerk off, it's my job later on to be like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you get me into this shit, you idiot?" Yeah. You know. But at the same time, you always get your friends back. I told my son that yesterday because he's friends with this kid, and the kid is he's a very sweet kid, really really nice kid. But he's like a know-it-all-y kind of nerdy kid. Like he's a short kid, you know. So James was telling me, he was like, "Yeah, like, you know." He's like, I feel like a lot of kids like are gonna like mess with him or whatever. And I was like, look, if that's your boy, I was like, you always defend him. I was like,
shit on him later.
I was like, if that's your boy, I was like, if anybody messes with him, you always get his back. I was like, that's him, and he's got your back. I was like, Max, fucking this kid. I was like, you guys, that's that. Yeah, I mean, that's like the, you know, the street shit that I think that you're just not taught unless you have a fucking like it's almost like you need a bad parent to teach you some of those good lessons. Like my mom taught me some great lessons, but the only reason she was able to teach me those lessons was because she was a shitty mom. You know, just the idea of like hitting somebody first, or the idea of just not letting anybody fuck with you in general. It's like if you let them fuck with some jailhouse shit. Like my mom told me the same thing they told you on 60 Days In on day one of that TV show. We're like, yeah, don't let somebody disrespect you. It was like if they disrespect you once, everyone's gonna do it. My mom gave me that jail pep talk on the day before kindergarten.
Yeah.
She's like, if somebody takes your lunch, you have to create a shiv and stab them in the neck with your lunch tray.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
very cool.
My mom and grandma taught me go get a teacher, and my dad taught me liver punches.
Yeah.
Oh, liver.
Because if it's easy to pick on you, they'll do it.
Yeah, right. As simple as that. If they do it once, I keep doing it. And I had to learn that lesson because I was fucking picked on. I was bullied in such a nasty way. Like these little fucking racist white kids in my neighborhood on Benson Street.
You were just trying to do anything goes.
I was just trying to. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm proud to answer and you suppose. Yeah. Like what?
Fuck you, Louis.
You fucking gay bitch.
You just made them so mad because you... Because you were giving girls back massages.
Yeah, no. I was the only brown kid on my block. Mm. And so there was all these little white kids, and they were just straight up like little white trash, like suburban fucking... They were poor. It was just like when you deal with like, especially in the 80s, you're just dealing with like poor white people. Mm-hmm. Poor white people in the 80s were racist.
Yeah, absolutely. Poor That's all they had.
Ignorance. Just white people, or just poor people in general...
What you ignorant lack in money, you make up in racism.
And ignorance very often shows its face in the form of just bigotry, racism, sexism, whatever it is, right? That's you know, you're not...
I've only been called things by the poor.
Of course, 100%. And there was all these fucking poor white kids in my neighborhood that would fucking throw rocks at me and call me the N-word, and they would bully me. But what's funny is, like, I still wanted to be friends with them all. Like, you know, I was very ashamed of my skin color. All my... Yikes. My mom was white. My sister was white. My aunt was white. Everyone in the neighborhood was white. I was this little brown kid being called the N-word. I was like, this sucks.
And you're not even that.
I'm barely brown, doggy.
Yeah, barely brown. You're like beige.
Barely brown. That was the name of this podcast for a while. So, but yeah, and then they would fight. But my mom eventually, she was like, no, you got to fight these kids. My mom would like, she would be sick of me coming home crying every day. And she was like, fuck this. She was like, you're fighting. Yeah. And she brought me around to each of them and made me fist fight them.
What was funny, my grandma told me to fight, but my mom was like, you fight and you get expelled from school, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
So you got to learn how to talk. So I was always, I had to learn how to chat back. So snapping was basically what I went to. So jokes was in me. I had to learn how to get them back, but I couldn't fight my mom.
I was very funny in elementary school. In middle school happened? A little bit. No, it got kind of like, whatever it was, it didn't like, being the class clown.
Didn't hold the gravitas.
Mm.
It was like, it was almost like I was a clown.
Okay.
It was it was almost like they were laughing at me. It wasn't laughing with me. So I started like noticing it. I was like, oh, these kids are like encouraging me to like fucking be an out. I'm getting in trouble a lot.
Oh shit.
And these kids are they're not really my friends. Like what am I even doing? And then I almost had like a chip on my shoulder where I started like hating. By the time I got to high school, I was like, yo, fuck these people.
I knew everybody
because I went to both. I got kicked out of the one middle school for fighting to the other middle school. So by the time I got to the high school, I knew everybody from both middle schools that fed into that high school. So I literally knew everybody. But at that point, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was like, yo, fuck these people. I really didn't like, I hated people. I hated people in school. I had my...
You hated
my,
whites.
Was you I a goth dude in school? Or you just wore a lot of black?
Goth wasn't the word, because it was goth kids.
Yeah.
But I was like, my crew that we hung out with was like alternative to like everybody. There was like metalheads and goth kids and the skater kids, and it was out of a high school movie in the 90s, right? Yeah. So it was the jocks, and then there was like the black kids and who like fucking dressed nice, and then there was like the fucking like all the Latino kids who had the pencil mustaches.
Oh,
and
it was
super segregated. Like every like table had their own, and my crew was like the fucking... like the irregulars that just didn't fit in with any. So there'd be a kid who
except
was
at Hot Topic.
Yeah, except at Hot Topic. But there was a kid who skateboarded in our crew and kind of hung out with those. And like some of the kids, you know, the one girl was kind of goth and she would like hang out with the goth kids. But we would make fun of the goth kids. And then the football players, we were just sort of like, we were kind of smarmy cunts, to be honest with you. We were like, we were the least cool people in the school, but we thought we were cooler than fucking everybody. Yeah, we were fucking dorks. Yeah. We were a bunch of fucking just like pimply fucking kids being like, oh, these guys all fucking suck.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way comedians are. That's the way comics are. It's like a bunch of fucking freaks and geeks. And we fucking think we're cooler. We make fun of everybody, but nobody can pay their fucking rent.
That's pretty wild. Because I remember in high school, I made all the dudes who loved to fight laugh. Mm-hmm. So they'd always be like, don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was always pretty cool.
Yeah.
The dudes who loved to go to school and fuck people up, they always thought I was funny. So they was like, that's how I always got my little insurance going through high school.
Yeah. It wasn't a dangerous school like that. We went to it was North Rockland, but it was a mix of, there was a lot of poor kids, Havistraw and like, you know, Tompkins Cove, get some white trash kids. But it was a nicer school. If I had to guess, look up North Rockland High School. If I had to guess, it's considered a good school, like in terms of like how they rate schools or whatever. So it wasn't like... Like, I imagine you went to school in, like, the Dangerous Minds school. Like, it's just fucking, it's just like, it's got a white teacher trying to teach
Overbrook,
you guys. Trying
to rap to him. Overbrook was just, it was just a school. It was just high school. It was a school with girls in there. It was just like, we had a lot of bomb threats.
Yeah.
And that was all. Like bomb threats, fights in the cafeteria.
That. Yeah, people would pull the fucking fire alarm. There was shit like that. Was a fight in the cafeteria.
Kid makes a hit list.
Once a month. Yeah, you're right. There was. Once in a while, you find a kid who probably was making a bomb.
Yeah.
But that was the other thing that happened as well during my high school time. The fucking trench coat mafia and that whole shit went down, right?
Right.
So that became a thing that, like, kids tried to emulate. Mm. Like, I remember my buddy Forrest.
Did they dress up like FBI agents?
Dog, he dressed up like he was from The Matrix, dude. He used to wear glasses and a long leather coat. Like, you look like a faggot, dude. What are you doing, dude? What is this? What are you going for, dude?
He's like, I'm a school shooter.
It's like, dude, I'm totally a school shooter.
I'm gonna kill everybody here.
Columbine was weird, but South Jersey reacted to it weird. We didn't have the trench coat people. It was just like,
we had a few trench coat people. It became kind of a style. Hot Topic started selling trench coats. They started selling trench coats. Hot Topic. I had a Nazi jacket that I bought from Hot Topic. It was a green army jacket with a German flag on the sleeve.
Jesus.
And I was like, I want that. I was always me. I got to be honest with you guys. I was like, that. I didn't even know what it was, a German flag. I just was drawn to
the aesthetic.
I was like, this is me.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, fucking weird. That's crazy.
And I bought.
But I knew y'all.
But they sold it on Hot Topic. An army jacket with a German flag. What else is that? What else is the symbolism there? What is the symbolism there? Let's get real, right? They were saying, oh, no, we know we have fucking, like, you know, people that are interested in Nazi culture. And, like, I wouldn't even be surprised. I bet you that at one point, Hot Topic had shit in their inventory that had, like, swastikas or even more.
Your neighbor was the guy from American Beauty. You would just hang out with him. You're like, can I see your plate?
Who was the, or they would have, like, they would, dude. You would buy, like, jewelry and it would have, like, wherever the Iron Cross is.
Yeah.
I don't know what is
that, yeah.
But I think it can be like some Nazi shit. It's kind of like the swastika, right?
Yeah, Motorhead used the Iron Cross.
Oh, okay.
But that was like older German stuff.
Right. Yeah, but there was a lot of there was a lot of that shit in Hot Topic you'd buy. You buy like a fucking German Nazi jacket, then you buy like a ring that like fit over your middle finger that was like a claw. You're like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So weird.
That motherfucker's fangs. Weird. Like had fangs.
Every
and a
time
Nazi
I saw that,
on.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was because fucking, I remember the Hot Topic used to be popping at the mall, and I was like, this is a weird
I worked
store.
There. That was my my one mall job for like a week. I worked at Hot Topic.
It was chicks that used to wear that looked like Zach Amico. That's what I remember. The chicks would look like Zach. I was like, yeah, damn. Stay behind the counter.
The kid who played bass in my band in high school.
And those girls had the best-smelling pussies in the whole high school.
To this day, the kid who played bass in my band in high school, to this day, works at Hot Topic.
Yeah?
Currently.
He's your age?
Yes.
He has to be.
He's my age.
That's funny.
He works at
Hot Topic. Hot Topic's still crazy.
Sometimes you just find something that works.
Dude, the singer in my band, he worked at, and he might still work there, but up until very recently, I introduced him to my son there, worked at Barnes & Noble in the mall, which is like crazy, like, can you sustain a life? How is that possible?
At a bookstore.
Can I buy a house?
No more.
He's obviously doing it.
I'm fucking trying to buy a house as a professional comedian. I'm like, this is overwhelming.
Yeah.
How do you get one foot in front of the other if you're a Hot Topic employee?
Find something that you'd like to do and that you're kind of good at.
Do you know how much it sucked working at Hot Topic?
So many t-shirts, man.
That's all it was. It was folding t-shirts.
But I imagine if you work at a store where you like the thing that they sell, like, you know, crystals or whatever, you might have fun interacting with people selling that stuff.
Work isn't
if
work.
You really
if you
like
love
books,
what you're doing.
Yeah, if you really like books.
It would just feel like work.
You get to.
It would just feel like work, dude. Yeah. I hated Hot Topic. That was my.
Really? I feel like I could never.
I could never fold a t-shirt properly.
To
fold a t-shirt where like.
The retail way.
Yeah, that square fly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the image is still on the front and the neck is. Yeah, that's just crazy, bro.
By the way, there's no like secret here. You fold it.
It's hard.
No, they have a fucking piece of they have things that make it easier, I believe. I've seen people using it, but what we did at Hot Topic was we had the brown clipboards.
Yeah. Okay.
And we put the clipboard on it and you'd use that as the fold. I literally wouldn't, I'd go, I just shove it into the fucking thing. I do that now, dude. I feel so bad, dude. After working retail, like I'll take a shirt out and be like,
it sucks, right? Here it's like the worst.
Dude, I mean, I feel bad. I'm like, that fucking, I was like, the amount of effort it took this guy. And I looked at it, I didn't even really like, I didn't even know why I picked it up. It wasn't even my size. Yeah,
but do you think he's unhappy working there? I feel like if I got a job at like a salami store, I would be happy.
You'd love it. Yeah.
At a salami store. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's just very specific. Using that deli cutter all day, you know? Yeah, let me. You want to taste some?
That sucked, too. I hated that,
that
one.
That sucked, yeah.
Oh, yeah, giving free pieces to little
kids. Yeah, to little kids.
Slice it thin. Yeah, the whole, yeah.
I just didn't have the patience to sterilize the stations the way you were supposed to. So I was just serving people bacteria regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't wash my hands ever.
Yeah.
I didn't wash my hands from 93 to like 2006.
Dirty motherfucker, man.
Dirty as fuck.
I had a job. I worked.
I would finger girls. I look at my fingers like, why are you letting me touch it? Like, there's no way. I'm going to give you bacterial vaginosis. I'm going to give you cookie puss.
Damn.
I give that bitch cookie puss.
Yeah.
Dirty. Dirty bastard.
Oh, shit. Let's see. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys like to get high like I do, well, guess what? YoDelta's got you covered with vapes and gummies. I've been taking edibles like a motherfucker, and then the YoDelta gummies are no joke. Super strong.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com is a great mix of gummies and vapes for all you're getting stone needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off on your order today. Once again, that is YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it.
So it's not fun after a few days, the deli slicer?
Oh, no, it sucks.
Yeah.
Wasn't fun. Wasn't a fun one.
Hmm.
No, the only job that I really liked as a kid was KFC. What?
I looked up the different salaries at Barnes & Noble. And if he's a store manager, because you said he's older, so he probably has like a higher up job, they make between $61,000 and $97,000 a year.
That's not that
bad.
Not bad.
$61,000 and $97,000 for Barnes and Noble
a store
manager.
Store manager, yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
And there are some high, like a merchandising manager can make up to $115,000.
Shannon, why don't you leave this job?
I'm thinking about it. I'm going to submit my resume.
She just run into Shannon at the mall. She's working at Barnes and Noble. I'm so happy.
I've never felt more free.
Got a fiance. They eating Aunt Annie's and shit. They eating pretzels.
No one talks about my tits or my pussy at work.
Shannon, you can have this life.
Yeah. No, it's so easy.
Shannon's like, she's like, every day I go in a Yankee Candle and I just smell the candle.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Hey!
I don't have to do anything else. I smell the candle. Nobody
just,
curses
it just says
at me.
Employee of-
Nobody smells my hair.
I'm employee of the month for the first time ever. I never got to be employee of the month anymore. Lewis just gave it to himself.
It's just the happiest life I've ever had in my
entire
life.
Yeah, man. Shannon, I see something nice for you, man. Go to the mall and get yourself a job over at Barnes.
It's not a bad job, Shannon. But Shannon, could you ever make it to manager? No.
I've been a manager before.
Of what?
I was an account manager at my job two jobs ago.
What was that job? What were you managing accounts for?
It was a background screening company. And so first I was a call center manager, and I had like the call center people lived in India, in Dubai.
And you managed them?
Yeah,
they're
I
like,
managed
fuck
them.
You, bitch, you can't do anything. What are you going to do? You're not my real boss.
Wow.
Great.
She was actually harassed less at this job.
Yeah. I'm going to rip you on a bus, bitch. I'm coming for you.
She was like, this is actually a step up.
They would. Some of the guys would actually like find us, like the American people, like on Facebook and then like send messages, look through all our pictures. It was
Indian
weird.
Guys are creeps, dude.
Why are they so horny?
They really are. Like,
do they not have pussy over there?
What do they think is going to happen? They'll send a girl a message and it'll be like, just I'm fucking Indian. First of all, you're an Indian, dude. You gotta, don't lead with that. You gotta fucking hide that somehow, okay? You gotta figure it out how to like hide your identity. No chick wants to fuck an Indian guy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sometimes they will. White chicks?
White chicks, yeah.
White chicks do not want to fuck Indian guys. Ever. Ever. Shannon?
Alex's ex-boyfriend of a long time was Indian.
And do you remember how crazy it was?
Yeah.
Do you remember how we were all like, you're dating an Indian? Yeah. That's wild, Alex. That's no offense to fucking Akash and fucking, that's the only one I know. No offense to Akash, because I'm sure he gets some pussy.
I think they have
you ever seen,
there's a website.
His wife is white. Yeah.
There's a website that collects comments Indian guys have left on paintings
of
women that they think are real women.
Oh, no.
Where it's like, marry me.
You know, not morning so beautiful.
Yep.
Not morning beautiful.
They do that a lot. They're like,
engagement like, rings. Oh, no.
She has
no. Hello, sexy
I
dear friend. How are
body.
You? I love you. 900-609-653.
Sexy dear friend.
That's insane. They got to know. That's all.
Hey, it's a numbers game.
That's crazy. Wow. All right. Way to wrap. Got to wrap it up.
Oh, all shit. Right. That went fast.
It's always fast. Great show.
Pleasure.
He goes to the shit. LewisSkanks.com for tickets. Come check me out and email us next month.
And LewisSkanks.com on Twitter for right now.
I'm very close to getting my Twitter back.
Oh, good for you.
They hit me up asking me, Elon Musted? No, I wish. I wish I had the direct contact to Elon. No, it was, I did all the, like, the things you're supposed to do. And they were like, oh, you, yeah, we're not going to give you back your Twitter. Because they changed the email address that was attached to it, whoever hacked me. But now they email me telling me to send me my ID. And now they said, do you have an email, like a company email address you can use? Not the one that was attached to it before, but you have a company email address you can use. And I think they're going to give it back to me. I gave them my company email address, and there's a good chance I'm getting this back.
Congrats, man.
I'm very motivated to get this back. Everyone said Bobby Lee didn't get his back, and it made me fucking go like, well, I can do this, dude. Bobby Lee ain't the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, doggy. I don't give a fuck if he's more famous than me.
What is that? You lose your account, and you have to know somebody that works there to...
Yeah, because technically they don't have to give it back. Like, through their whatever their practices are and whatever it is, like, their system, like, this guy fucked me. This guy just for nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody bought his fucking computers.
Nobody bought his fucking...
So you just fucked me for no reason, dude? Really? You couldn't even just give it back to me? You couldn't say, all right, this was a fun experiment. Nobody bought computers. Let me sign it back to this guy now. Dickhead, fuckface, cunt, bitch.
Wow.
Motherfucker.
Tourette's. Keep going.
Making me fucking mad, dude.
Makes you want to work at Hot Topic.
Use that white rage. You guys.
I'll be back on Twitter. You guys will see. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back on Friday. Exclusive episode here on the Gas Digital Network. So make sure you guys watch that one. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.